Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on the bottom of Yud Ches, from the second line, from the third line from the bottom. Vamar B'Yirmiya Ben Elazar. First half of today's Daf is Ola Garata. We don't start Irvin again till the bottom of Yud Tes Amad Beit, Amad Aleph. So you have a whole Amad of Agarata. Niskalkala Bavel. Bavel was cursed. Niskalala Bavel. Niskalala Shechineha. Neighbors also. Niskalala Shomron. Shomron was cursed. Nisbarcha Shechineha. Its neighbors were blessed. Niskala Bavel. Bavel was cursed. Niskala Shechina. Its neighbors were also cursed. Tzivit Zez V'shamtiha, Lemorish, Kippur, V'ag Meimayim. I'm not sure what that pasuk means, but it's pasuk in Yeshaya. But somehow it's a reference to the neighbors. Niskala Shomron. Nisbarchu Shechina. The neighbors were blessed. Tzivit Zez V'shamti Shomron Lo'i Hasadeh L'miti Kerem. Fine. Vamar B'Lazar. Vamar Yirin B'Lazar. See how Hashem is so different than a regular king, a regular person. A person's going to the death penalty. They stuff up his mouth. Shouldn't curse the king. He's going to his death. The king's punished him. They shut him up. Person gets chayiv misa from Hashem, he's quiet. Shinamar l'chad demiyat tehila, he's silent. V'lo'od, not only that, el Hashem mishabeach, he praises Hashem. Shinamar tehila. V'lo'od, not only that, el Hashadoma lo ki'ilu makiv carbon. It's as if he brought a carbon. Shinamar ulecha yishulam neder. That's how a human being behaves on his way to the gallows. Hainu d'omer b'shur ben Levi. This is just what b'shur ben Levi said. D'ksev, my d'ksev, it says ovrei be'emeg habacha. What does that mean? Those are people that violate what Hashem's will. They make Gehenna deep for him. That means they cry. They're matzik to din. When they say, you judge right. You did good. You found him innocent. You found guilty. Hashem, you're just. Which is the same thing that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said in the beginning, on the top of the page, that when someone gets punished from a bus of Adam, they're cursing. From Hashem, they makabal it. Same thing over here. Same exact word. Any, is that true? Amar Rishon ben Lakish said, Rishayim, afilu al pischo shel Gehenem einam chozim b'tshuva. Even at the entrance of the hand, they're not doing tshuva. We just say now, people come around, Hashem, you're right, I deserved it, you're right, Hashem, you're... Rishon Lakish said, even when they're going into Gehenna, they don't admit. Shalem, it says, v'yetu v'ro, pigri ha'adashim ha'poshim bo, ha'poshim bi. Poshim lo nemar, it doesn't say that in the past tense they were sinned, ela ha'poshim. They're still sinning. So what do you mean that they do tshuva? That they matzik the din and they admit that Hashem is right? On the way into the Gehenna, they're still sinning. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha poshi Yisrael, ha poshi of the kochav. Jews are matzik the din and Goyim not. Goyim are the ones, even on the way into Gehenna, as they're being escorted in, they're still cursing. They're still being bad. They're still Rishayim. Jews not like that. Hachinam Estabra. That actually makes a lot of sense. That Jews are different. The MK and Kasha de Rish Lakish are the Rish Lakish. Otherwise, the Shlakish themselves doesn't make any sense. Why? Dama Rish Lakish. Poshi Yisrael, when it comes to Poshi Yisrael, ain't or Gehenna Shlodas Behen. The fire of Gehenna doesn't even work. Doesn't even affect him. Why not? L'chora, because they're going to get forgiven. Tshuva. Kal v'chomer m'mizbeach hazav. The Kal V'Chomer from the Mizbeach Hazav. The Mizbeach Hazav was a little Mizbeach, and it was in the Kodesh, and every day they burnt Ketores on it, and they burnt Ketores. And what happened to that Mizbeach? Did it get a little charred, the gold got a little, no. Ma Mizbeach Hazav, She'ein Olav Elika Ove Dinar Zav. However thick the gold was, whatever it was, Omeid Kama Shanim, it stood there for many, many years, for lo shilta bo ha'or, and the fire didn't affect it, didn't ruin the gold once whatsoever. Poshi Yisrael, So, but just stop right here for a second. So, you know, it's interesting. Every keli in the Beis HaMikdash had a nes done to it. The Aron didn't take up any space. Didn't take up any space. Enam and Amida didn't take up any space. The Mizbeach stayed pure, gold. Didn't get ruined. The Shulchan, the bread's on there for 9 days, still boiling hot, piping hot, fresh like anything. And the menorah lit all night. It lit the whole day. The oil ran out, still lit. Every keli there had an ace. What's the message of that? That I don't know. What's the point of that? That everything in the Beis HaMikdash was miraculous. Right? Now, so he said, just like the Mizbeach Hazav never decreased in purity, the gold. So Poshi Yisrael, Jews that sin, Shemalein mitzvos kerimon, they're full of mitzvos, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Shenemar, kepela harimon reikosech. V'amar v'shir melakish, al tiki reikosech, ela reikosech. The empty. Shafilo reikonon shebekach. Even the empty people, Malein mitzvos kerimon, they're full of mitzvos like a rimon. Alachas kama v'kama. So for sure, the ace of Gehenna is not going to affect these people. Right?
It's a source,
it's a remez. The Kleoker asks, so 1 second, if they have mitzvahs like a Rima, why are they called Rishayim? Even the Rishayim have mitzvahs like a Rima, why are they called Rishayim?
Yeah, they must have as many of
them. What?
They must have as the wife that they know.
So he answers, no, we're talking about tshuva. Tshuva will make the empty ones have mitzvahs, right? Without tshuva, they're not like that. So what do you mean? So Rish Lakish must therefore what? That they have mitzvahs like a rimon, right? So Ella hadichsev ovre be'emek habache, right? But that was talking about Jews, right? That was talking about Jews. This pasuk's talking about Jews, so it's still inaccurate to say that only goyim are the ones cursing as they're going into Gehenim. Jews also. Hahu dechayv hu shai to Gehenim. Now that means that they're going into Gehenim. They deserve to go, and they're crying about it. Va'asi Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu comes umasik lahu. He goes busy over there umakabel lahu, and he takes him out. He doesn't let Jews go in. Bar except for mi Yisrael, except for a Jew shebo al bas oved kochavim. Except for a Jew that had relations with a goy, shemeshakeach arlaso, who because he covers over his arla, velo miveshaker lay, and Hashem can't recognize, and Avram Avinu can't recognize that person's a Jew. Doesn't know he's Jewish, so Avram lets him go. He's not Jewish, so those are the ones that are crying. Okay, so asks the Svasemes, well, why don't we say the same thing about? Why don't we say the same thing about the same Kal Vachomer? Just like the Mizbeach didn't affect the gold, so Gehenim shouldn't affect these Jews. Why are they different? Why are they different? Why are they excluded? So the answer is, you kind of try to cover every bris milah. You're not Jewish. Okay. Maskeflor of Kahana, Hashid Damarta Haposhim, Deposhi Va'ozli. What are you telling me, that the word poshim means continuing to sin? That didn't mean past tense, that they sinned. It means continuing? That doesn't make any sense. El Meyat, the Sif, Hamotzi, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Hamala, I brought you up to Eretz Yisrael. What, the Masik, the Mapiku, what's continuing to happen? Continuing was the out of going out of Mitzrayim? Of course not. Of course it's past tense. El the Asid Ba'apik, no, Hashem took us out. Hachanami, the poshihu, past tense. Right? So there's no question now, there's no raya that people are doing tshuva as they're going in. There's no raya like that now. Right? There's no raya either way about the sinners. Okay. New topic. Amr b'Yirmiya ben Elazar. Shlosha pesachim yesh l'gehenim. There are three entrances to Gehenim. Echad b'midbar. One's in the deserts. Echad b'yam. One's in the ocean. V'echad b'Yerushalayim. And one's in Yerushalayim. Right? What's the point of that? Well, why are there three entrances? The reason why there are three entrances is because there are three parts of the world. There's the ocean, the deserts, and people live. And in all three places, you can get Gehenna too. So, if I go over there, there I'm not going to have Gehenna. There I'm going to be safe. And there's no such thing. There are nisyonos everywhere, and you have to be on guard everywhere. Oh, I'm going to live in some desert island. No, it's there also is a problem. Right? Bamidbar dechsev, v'yedu ha'yahem, v'chol asher lahem, chayim sha'ola. Bayam dechsev, mibeten, sha'ol, shavasi, shamata, koli. And b'Yerushalayim dechsev, nu'um Hashem, asher or lo, mibetzion, v'tanar lo, b'Yerushalayim. V'tanar debay Rabbi Shmuel, asher or lo, b'tzion, zu gehenim. Tanar lo, b'Yerushalayim, z'pizchus al gehenim. Fine. V'suleka, that's it. Those are the only entrances. It's not like one of these, you know, places. A lot of entrances, only three. Vasluk of Amar Miriam, Amar Bishuv and Levi, Amarla, Amatana, Rabba, Bar Miriam, Rabbi Yonasan, Ben Zakkai, State Tomorrow's. There are two trees. Yesh, Begay, Ben, Hinom, in the Valley of Hinom. Where's the Valley of Hinom? It ends at the Jaffa Gate. It's that whole valley there going down from the Jaffa. It ends at the Jaffa Gate. That's the Gay Ben Hinom. And V'Ola Oshan Mibenehem, and smoke coming out between the two of them. That's also the place where the certain kind of hadassim, ravos, are good for a lulav. Yeah. That's the entrance to Gehenim. So the fourth one. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. It's the same thing. That's the entrance. It's Gehenim, over there. And what is...
I don't understand. The minute ago we just said that Yerushalayim is allegorical, represents...
It represents where people live.
Where people live. But here it means none.
Right. It's a spot. It's in Yerushalayim, but just like Yerushalayim is a place where people live, it's not in the desert. It's not in some mountain. It's not in some reclusive person. That's all. That was the message.
Right.
That there are three.
Yeah, but it sounds like here that
it's a real, but it's a real place. But it's representative of all the places in the world. Yeah. So, what does Gay Ben Hinnom even mean? So the word Gay means valley. Ben Hinnom is the son of Hinnom, and it got shortened to Gehenom. Right? What's Henom? What's Hinom? What does that even mean? So, we'll see in a minute. Amr Bishuv, if I don't say, remind me. Amr Bishuv and Levi, Zayin Shem was Yeshul Gehenim. Gehenim has seven names. The Elohim, here they are. Sheol, number one. Avdon, Ber Shachas, Bor Sha'on, V'tit Hayon, V'tzalmoves, and number seven, V'eretz Hatachtas. Sheol, Dichziv, Mibeten Sheol, Shavasi, Shamat Tekoli. Avdon, Dichziv, Hayisupar bekever chazdecha amunascha ba'avdon. Bershachat tichziv, kilo sa'azo of nafshi l'shol, lo siten chazidecha liros shachas. Ubor sha'on v'tir hayon tichziv, v'yaleini bibor sha'on atir hayon, v'talmavas tichziv, yoshech hoshech v'talmavas v'erez atachtios, v'erez atachtios gemaruhu. It's just a tradition, we don't have a pasuk for that one. V'su leka, v'eka gehenim. What about gehenim? What about the word Gehenna himself? Right? Which is what we call it. Right? By the way, Esther Marsha, well, why do we call it that? What do you mean, what about Gehenna? Why do we call it that? Where'd that come from even? The Gemara doesn't even say. Right? All the seven, okay, one, we had a tradition. So the Gemara should have said tradition. The Gemara doesn't say that. So where'd it come from? So he says that it's Gay Ben Hinnom. Very simple, right? Okay, so Gay Shamuka Gehenim, it's the valley where Gehenim is very deep. Shakal Yored La Al Iske Hinom. Everybody goes there because they're engaged in Hinom. What's Hinom? So, what does the article say?
Immorality.
That's what the Masifta says also. It means Arias. How does Hinom get to be Arias? What does the word Hinom even mean? So, he says over here, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Zacharnu es hadaga, we remember the fish, and the Jews are complaining, Asher nechal b'mitzrayim, that we ate in Mitzrayim, chinam. Chinam means for free. So Rashi says right away, what, they ate fish for free? They were slaves. Even straw they didn't get for free. They had to make their own straw. What fish they got for free? Which is, in a way, a little bit of a luxury. Doesn't mean for free. What it meant was, what they were really complaining about was Arias. That was, they could freely be with whoever they wanted, even though the pasuk says that nobody did anything wrong, so I'm not sure what that means exactly, but okay, they could do whatever they want, they could do, right, the pasuk says, in the beginning of Bamidbar, Right? Hashem's name is on every family. In Pinchas. Hashem's name is in every family. Why? Nobody fooled around. What are they complaining about? We want to have Arias. Nobody did Arias anyway. Not sure what that means exactly. Anyway, it's the idea. I could do whatever I want, but I... What? It's an excellent question. I've been spending my whole life trying to find the answer to that question. What does it mean they were on the 49th level of Tumah if they were so holy, they didn't change their names, and they didn't speak Lashon Hara, and they didn't engage in Arias? What's going on? Which one is it? I have spent... How many Haggadahs are there? 10,000? Who answers that question? Anyway, I don't know. So only Avodah Zarah they did, but in everything else they were tzaddikim. It's a hard thing to say. So that's a stand. That's many answer that. Oh, I mean, regarding Avodah Zarah, they were like the Mitzriyim. But regarding everything else, they were tzaddikim. Does that answer make sense? I don't know. You have an answer for this question? Spending my whole life trying to find the answer to that question. What about the Levium? No, but we're saying the whole Klal Yisrael. What zechus did they merit to leave? They didn't change their names, their arayas, all these wonderful milas. Then, Kriyas Yantzav, the Malachim say, why are you saving them? They're just as bad.
It's a Zohar, though.
What?
It's a Zohar.
That's a Zohar, I understand. But it's something that everyone says. Even Rashi quotes it. Why are you saving them? They're just as bad. What?
No,
it's what you say?
It's not from Zohar.
Right. I'm not sure if it's a Zohar.
Yeah.
It's a Medrash, by the way. It could be it's a Zohar. It's also a Medrash. It's also a Medrash. It's for sure a Medrash. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not 100% sure why it's called Hinom. What does Hinom have to do with Arias? But that's what it says. Anyway, Voika Tifta, Tichsiv Ki Erech Me Esmol Tifta, another word for Gehenim, Hahu, Shekol HaMafteich HaMefatata Beyitro Yiholo Gehenim. Now that just means that if you give in to your desires, you go to Gehenim. That's all that means. It's not a name of Gehenim. Gan Eden, what about Gan Eden? So Amar Rish Lakish is like this. In Be'eret Yisrael Hu, Beit Shan Pischo. If it's in Israel, the entrance is in Beit Shan. Why Beit Shan of all places? I know. No, if Gan Eden, the entrance to Gan Eden, right, why Gan Eden? Why Beit Shan? Because they have the best fruits. No, Beit Shan has the best fruits. Therefore, if the entrance to Gan Eden, that's where it is. Vimaravia, if it's in Arabia, Beis Garam Pischo. Its entrance is Beis Garam, whatever that, wherever that is. Vim Beinan Aharosu, and if it's Demaskinan Pischo, Demusaknan Pischo, what does that mean? If it's in the rivers, its entrance is over there. Also, the fruits are very big. The Bavel, if it's in Bavel, Abaya mishtabeach b'peri d'maver yamina. Abaya praised the fruits of certain river. Rava mishtabeach b'peri d'harpanya. Rava praised the fruits of another river. Fine, that grow by the river. Okay. Then we said that back to earth, literally back to earth. Then we said that this story about Pasei Biros, when you had an L-shaped corner on the four corners of a well, that there was a machlokas in the Mishnah, right? Ubenehem kamale shtei, ubenehem kamale shtei. In between them were enough for two teams of oxen. Each team had either three or four. There's a machlokas about that. And now the Gemara says pshita. Given the tiny leg, and said that the oxen were tied and not untied. So pshita, given the tiny leg, the kshuros, since it said they're tied, have anayadina, the law have mutaros. So they're not untied. If they're tied, they're not untied. So the Gemara says, ma'od the tema, I would have thought, kshuros, ke'ain kshuros. Tied means that they're tightly packed together, but they don't have to be really tied. Avol mamish lo. They don't have to be mamish, kamash. Well, no, mamish. Velo mutaros. They can't be untied. Because when they're tied, they're actually together.
Why aren't we worried that they're going to go out about the Pasei Biros and they're going to be carrying?
So we're going to get... What are you carrying? What are you carrying? The bucket. So that's tomorrow's daf. About the bucket.
Right, we said yesterday that if you...
Yeah, yeah. That's the reason why the animal has to be Rosh Verubo in the...
Right.
Right. So we'll get to that tomorrow. The chashash isn't about the bucket. The chashash is you can see something broken on the and you're going to go fix it. You're going to carry the bucket out. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. It's all tomorrow's daf. And then we said that one team was facing inside the bucket, the well, and one team was facing the outside, that they have a little more give like that. So, Tana, Ravaka Nichnas, Ravaka Yotzes. Yeah, one team in, one team going out. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Rosh Ruba Shalpara, Shte Amos. How big is a cow? The Rosh Ruba Shalpara, 2 amos. The Kama Uvya Shalpara, how wide is a para? Ama Vishne Shlushi Ama. 1 2/3 of an ama. Shehain, which is Shehain Keeser. So for 6 oxen, it's about 10 amos. Right? Divir Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishalosh Esri Ama, Uka Arba Esri Ama. It's like 13, 14 amos. He had four. So it's like 13, 14 amos. Right? Rashi says in the second line, Shmona Baka Yatsu. Right? It was 8. He held it with 4 each, so it's 8. Michal Sheshes Rei, it's already more than 13. Ulklal Yudal Lobo, but it's less than 14. It's more than 13, less than 14. The Yud Gimel Ama Vishlish Hain, it's a 13 and a third. So the Gemara says, Ke'eser? What do you mean like 10? It's about 10. Ha'eser Havin, it's 10. Mishum Debar Limisni Seifa, no, you know why we said it's about 10? Because we wanted to say in the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, it's about 13, about 14. It's about 13. It's not about 13. It's more than 13. No, because you wanted to say it's like 14. It's not even 14 either. It's less than 14. Omer of Papa, it's more than 13. But it doesn't reach yet 14. Why did Gemara spend so much time on this issue? I don't know. Repeating itself over and over again. Omer of Papa. Okay. Now, Bibar Shmona, if the pit is 8, now I'm not sure what this means, if the bor is 8. That means what does that mean exactly, if the bor is 8? What does it mean, what's 8? The what? No, what's 8 amos? What's 8 amos? What bor? The actual circumference of the bor is 8 amos? So what does it mean, 8 amos? I'm not sure what it means. But if it's 8 amos, then kuliyama lo pligi delo be'inan pshutin. Then you don't need the extra posts in the center or on the sides of these pasi bureaus. The Mishnah had a machlokas. Do you need 4 diyumdin, which are 8 sides? And then do you also need things in the center? Do you also need that? The machlokas. What's 8 amos?
Because it's 10 amos you need for the breach.
Right.
So if you have 1 amos for one side, 1 amos for the other side, and you only have 8 amos left.
Right, so we're going to say different like that. We're going to say, look. Right. The kuliyama lo pligi delo be'inan pshutin. If it's 8 amos, then everyone holds, you don't need extra posts. Why not? Bibor, here, shtem.
It's supposed to be the guy in the center.
Right. Bibor, shtem esrei, if it's 12 amos, the kuliyama lo pligi delo be'inan pshutin. Everybody will agree you need pshutin. What's going on here? Yes, whether you need extra posts or the L-shaped 4 of them are enough. So if it's 8 amos, then everyone holds you don't need them. If it's 12, everyone holds you do. What's going on? So Rashi says, a very big Rashi here, it's the last wide line. Lirav Meir, it's the second to last line. Bebar Rochav Shmona, if it's 8 amos wide, then I feel Lirav Meir lo be'inam pshutin. Even he'll agree you don't need. He said you need. Even he'll agree if it's so small you don't need. Why? The chimarcha kedei rosh veruba, because when you make these diumdin distance far away so that the oxen can fit in, the hainu shtei amos l'chol ruach, 2 amos for each ox, nimtza hachalol shebein beit hamachitzos shtei mesrei amos. The distance between each one is 12 amos. The hapasin rechav on amal l'chol ruach zeh k'neged zeh. And then you have the pass, which is 1 arm on each side. So it gets it down to 10. V'nimtza bein pass l'pass, shir pachos eser amos. It's pesach eser, each one's an opening of 10. So what's 8? I don't know, what does 8 mean? What's 8 amos? I don't know what that means. So if it's 8 amos, that means that each pass is 12 amos away from each other. But the pass itself is each one's one amma. So you have a 10 amma entrance. That's fine. You have four entrances of 10 ammas each. That's totally fine. Even Rav Meir will hold. You don't need to put anything in the middle. You're good to go. So what does it mean eight? I don't know what the eight means. What does it mean eight amos? Which gives you a distance of 12, and which each post, you have one, so you're down to 10. And what does it mean eight? I don't know what that means. Then, Vermeer Bahakishari, Vermeer says totally fine. Right? But if it's a bar shtemesre, but if it's a bar of 12 amos, it must mean that the chimarchik shtei amos mikan u'kenegdan mikan, yish chalal hamechza yud vavamos. If it's 12 amos, you're going to have a 16 amma opening. 16 amma opening is too big. Right? U'mehen shtei amos omer hare bin zel ze yud dalad parutz. You're going to have a 14 amma opening. 14 amma opening is too big. So you're going to, even everyone's going to agree, you're going to have to stick some post in the middle to make the opening smaller. Right? Kulei hai lo shai Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree to that. Ubiin amshutin l'chol chatzad, the mikol tzad v'tzad, ikri yud al amos, and because each side requires 14 amos. So where exactly is this 8 and 12? I don't know what the 8 and what the 12 is. The boar itself? So when the animals come around the boar, they can drink at the same time? I'm not sure what it means. Anyway, ki pligi, when's the machlokas about? Mishmona v'ad shtemesrei. From 8 to 12. L'Rab Meir b'inam pshutin. According to Rab Meir, you need the extra post. L'Rab Yehuda, lo b'inam pshutin. And according to Rab Yehuda, you don't. Less than 8, everyone agrees you don't need. More than 12, everyone agrees you do need. Where's the machlokas between 8 and 12? Rab Papa, Ma'akam Ashlon, Tanina. So what did Rab Papa say this for? The Mishnah said this. The Brisa said it. Well, Papa Brisa l'shmile, Rab Papa didn't hear that Brisa. The Kamash Malon, mi Brisa. And he figured it out anyway. Okay. Aryach Yosef Betel Chitzas Chatzar Bishibsha Sheyavasha Simen. Okay, now. Boimene Abaye Me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Herich B'diyumdin Kishir Pshutin L'Rab Meir Mahu. According to Rab Meir, that he requires more posts in the middle. Between 8 and 12. He requires more. So what happens if you have an area where he would require another post? What's better? Is it better to stick the post in the center or to make the union longer? Because if you make the union longer, you're going to shorten the entranceway and then it could be less than 10 and he won't require a post in the middle. Is that better or is it better to stick the post in the middle? What's better? What's the difference? So one of the Achronim says, the Gon Yaakov says, because if you make the post, if you make the diyumdin longer, nobody notices that. They notice it's such a big opening. But they don't really notice the difference in space, in size, of each diyumid. And therefore, they might come to think, you can have the opening even big as you want. Rashi really says it. Rashi says, Mahu, dafka b'pshutin ka'amar? Dekivon, tarchikon yosem yisher chachamim be'inon heker, beini beini. You have to make a heker in between the posts. Put a stick of post in the middle. You can't get away with making the yumdin longer. That's not going to be a good solution. Why not? Because you don't really notice that. Ella marchik purta menapas v'nosin shom pashut. Rather, make some distance and stick a post in the middle. V'chein le'iduch kisa, sitting on the other side. Mishum delehevi hekeira. It's more of a hecker if there's a post in the middle. Rather than making the yumdin longer. Much bigger hecker to see the post. And to come with a measuring stick, well, how wide, how big is that diyumid? I don't know. Is it one amma? Is it an amma and a half? Hard to see that. If a stick of post in the middle, oh, that I see. So what's better? That's a bias question. O Dilma, given the sof, eser revachu, de'ika, lo mitzar. Or you could say, no, at the end of the day, I made the diyumid longer, I made the opening less than 10. Which one's better? That's a bias question. So, where am I? Amaleti Sinisua. Didn't our Mishnah answer that question? Really? How did the Mishnah answer that question? It said, Ubilvad Shiar Bebepasin. Then we said, you can make the opening as big as you want. You can make it 100 amas in diameter, and it's square, as long as you Mar Bebepasin. Make more pasin. What does that mean, Mar Bebepasin? Ma'ilav, doesn't that mean demarich diyumdin? That you make the diyumdin longer? You want to have a 100 amas wide opening? Good. Then bring the two entrances, the two L shapes, make them only 10 tvachim. Doesn't it mean that? Why does it mean that? So Gemara says, no, low. Denafish avav, pshutin. No, it doesn't mean that. It means you made more posts throughout the square. That's what it means. Not a rai either way. Ihachi, hi, ubuvaji yarbe bepasin. And it says until you have to make the pasin bigger. Doesn't the pasin imply the L-shaped? Gemara says, no. Achiyar bepasin miboyle. It should have said, achiyar bepasin. Bring more pasin. When it says the pasin, which pasin are we talking about? The ones you already have there, the L-shaped ones. So obviously you're making those longer. So Gemara says, no. Okay, so tani achiyar bepasin. So change the mission to say that. So you bring more pasin. Ikad the Umri, others have the exact same question in the opposite way. Amalei, the answer was, Tenisu, we learned it already. Ubalaji Arbe Bepasin. As long as you have more pasin. Ma'alav, doesn't that mean the Nafesh Va'avid Pshutin? Doesn't that mean that you create more pasin around? Lo, the Ma'arach B'diyumdin. No, it means you made the Yumdin that was already there longer. Hachanam is Tavid. It makes a lot of sense. The Ketani Va'achi Arbe Pasin, Shmamina. You can make the pasin that we're talking about. The same pasin. You make those longer. That's all right, you can make them longer. That's what you should do. Next question. Now, according to Yehuda, if it's bigger than 13 and a third, now what do you do? Same question. Do you add more pshutin? Or you do lengthen the L-shaped diyumdin? What do you do? There's a mission that says that. Kamehain mukuravin, how close do these entrances have to be? Kidei rosho veruba shel para. To fit in a cow. Right? Vikama miruchakin. How far away can it be? How big can this square be? How big can it be? Can it be a mile in square? Well, Omar afilu kur vafilu kurayim. It could be the size of a kur, size of two kur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beisa, Mutter, Yosemi Beisa, Aser. Only up to a Beisa, which is a certain shear. Amru Lol, Rabbi Yehuda, Yatimode, one second. If you have an enclosure and people live there, how big can it be? How big can the enclosure, how big can the Erev be? How big can the Mechitza be? It can be as big as the city of New York City. Right? You can make it big as you want. Right? So one second, Rabbi Yehuda just said, for this pasin, it can only be up to a base core, a tusa. So they asked him, what do you mean tusa? Yeah, tamoda, don't you agree, bedir, with a pen with animals, v'sahar, another kind of pen, umukze, or some area, v'chatzar, you have a chatzar. Afil bas chameshetz kor, afil bas asara kor shemotar. Could have 10 kor, could be, 10 kor mechitza. Why are you making the pasin only tusa? You have a backyard, you have a huge backyard, massive backyard. It can be as big as you want. So Amulahen, no, there's a big difference. Zu mechitza, vizu pa, ve'elu pasin. No, that's a mechitza. You live there. It's your yard. You play there, there's some swings, the kids run around. That's your yard. It can be as big as you want. This is a pasin issue. This is pasin. It can be as big as you want. Right? Now, the Imisa, and if it's true, right? If what's true? If it's true that when you have a big enclosure and it's bigger than 13 amos, and how are you gonna make it smaller? What? You're gonna extend the boards. What you're really doing is making mechitzas. Making walls. So what kind of answer was that? He said, no, the reason why it's a base saw is because it's pasin. But a mechitza, if it's your yard, it can be as big as you want. What kind of answer is that? We're making the same walls. Right? V'imisa, zu mechitza v'zu mechitza mi boyle. He should have said there's no difference. Hachi kamar. Now here's his answer. Zu toras mechitza aleha uparzo seho be'eser. Now, a normal mechitza, the entrance could be 10. So you have a yard, as big as half a block, an acre. You have a huge yard. The kids are running the whole Shabbos. You can make the mechitza up to 10. The elu toras pasan aleihem. But here it's a different thing. It's not the same thing. Even though we want to tell me the same walls, it's pasan. Upartu say in b'shlosh esri am v'shlish. And the shear is bigger. Why is it bigger? Because it's not a mechitza. It's just not. It's not what it is. And therefore the shear could be bigger. Yes.
One thing was just a rock, one thing was just the other.
I know, but by enclosing it.
Nothing to do with that. The
stats
has to be different.
Right, so they asked Rabbi Yehuda, how big can it be? It's up to 2 besa.
Why?
The possibly rose. So they asked him, why could that have to be? Now the question was, what do you do if it's too big? How do you close up the posts? Do you extend the things, or do you add posts in between? So they asked him a question. How come that's 2 besa, but your yard could be 10 besa? What's the difference? And his answer was, no, because there I live and here I don't live.
Exactly.
But if you're making the extending the pasi biros, why isn't that a mechitza also?
No.
It's the same mechitza.
No. The pasi biros is an exception to a rule
based
on a system.
That's right.
A problem that they had.
That's right.
They have to deal with problems.
That's right.
You're just saying it's not the same problem.
No.
The mechitza that you use and the air that you used to close up is not the same.
That's exactly what his answer was.
I said, but why is he even asking a question?
What was even the question? Okay, you know, sometimes the Gemara asks the question just to get the answer out. Just to explain the idea better. I hear your question. It's a good question.
Are you really asking why should you be allowed to make an area bigger than you would need to drill the water for the bulk of your animal?
No.
No, so that's a separate question. That's also a good question.
If the whole kula is to allow you to get the water out of the well, then why would you need a football-sized field worth of corners?
In a chenami. Yeah, okay, it's a fair question. Another question. Okay, now you only have 3 posts. The 4th post is not a post. It's really like a mound. It's a mound of dirt. So can that be a post? Is that an L-shaped post? Tell hamislakit. It's a mound that inclines asara 10 tvachim b'soch arba within a span of 4 amos. That's how big the mound is. It can go 10 tvachim in a span of 4 amos. Nidom mishum diyumen, or we don't need mishum diyumen. Can that be a diyumen or not? So amalei tnisua. We have a brayso that says like this: Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Haisa sham even merubas. If you have a circular post, a cylinder, a column, like in front of the White House, you have a column like that, and you want to turn it into a diyumen. So what do you do? Tel hamislak. Where am I? Haisa sham even merubas. Rowan. So you pretend like this. Kol she'ilu t'chalek, if you would square it off, the yesh ba ama l'kan v'ama mikan, and there would be enough space of an ama here and an ama there, an ama on the horizontal, an ama on the vertical, to make it into an L shape, nidom mishum diumid. Then it could be a diumid. V'yam lav, eno nidom mishum diumid. You don't have to actually hollow it out, but it has to be thick enough circumference that you could do that. If it's a tiny little reed, you can't do that. But if it's a thick, fat column, and it would be an amma by amma, it's good enough. Rabbi Shmuel ben Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Haisa Shem Evan Agula, a round stone, Rowan, Kol Shil Techakek, you first have to square it off, and then see. V'techalek, V'yeshpa amma lekan, v'amma lekan, nidda b'shem diyomid, v'yom lav, eno nidda b'shem diyomid. So when I come in, what are they arguing about, these two? They both said this exact same thing. No, they're arguing about one very important point. Mar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar held, Mar Savar, Chad Rowan Amrinan, Tre Rowan Rowan Linan. We say one Rowan, we don't say 2 Rowan. Meaning, we view this post, this column, could it be thick enough to hold an Amma by Amma square? So if yes, yes, if not, not. Rabbi Shimon Savar, the second held, no. Afilu v'tre Rowan, Nami Amrinan. It's 2 stages. First, you have to take the post. It's round. It's a column. You have to pretend it's a square, and then when you pretend it's a square, it's going to be smaller, because a circle goes around the square. You have a square in the center. First you do that, then you decide, well, is it an L shape of an amma by amma? So it's 2 stages. So, same thing over here with the tail. We have a mound. It's 2 stages. first I have to make it into a square, and then is it big enough amma by amma? So do you do two stages or not? That'll be the question, whether you can make this tail into a diumet or not. Fine. All right. So we'll stop here by boy minei abaye me rabba. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.